By any standards, Jesus endured a fairly horrible death. It involved intense suffering, but maybe even worse, a complete stripping away of his dignity. The Old Testament said that God's curse was on anyone who died by crucifixion. And here he was, having claimed to be the Son of God, now dying as the most despised of all God's creatures. We were told in the past that Jesus had to die in order to atone to God for the sins of our ancestors, specifically for the sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve. That God was so affronted by the disobedience of humanity that he could not be won over unless Jesus went through this horrible death, since human beings were too insignificant to be able to appease God. I do not believe this anymore. It does a terrible injustice to God. God did not insist on the death of Jesus. It was not necessary for our salvation. Jesus was crucified because it was an inevitable consequence of the way he lived and what he taught. He outlined a whole new way of living, a new set of values and attitudes that he called the kingdom of God. This was so radical that he challenged the way society and religion was organized. As a result, the authorities turned against him and put him to death so as to remove the threat that his teaching posed. But just like Joe Hill, he too never died. And both he and his message are alive and active among us today.